This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 7:45. The 2015 Fringe Festival begins next week. 16 days of performance pieces throughout Philadelphia and neighboring venues. Nick Stuccio is the festival's producing director. I spoke with him at Philadelphia's Fringe Arts Building last week. He says this year's festival offers new shows with themes and ideas that artists bring to Philadelphia from all over the world.
This year, there is a great company coming here from Amsterdam called Toneel Group. And there's a very famous and really interesting and brilliant and crazy director named Ivo van Hove. He's bringing a piece, two works that are presented in tandem, After the Rehearsal and Persona. These are Ingmar Bergman scripts that he's brought to life as stage plays. And this man has a way with actors that is really world class. And they're going to have the Dutch companies here. The work will be done in Dutch with English subtitles. And it's intensely theatrical. I won't spoil it. Also, other things in the festival, there's a great artist that we love and our audiences love. He's a Norwegian director. His name is Jo Stromgren. And we're doing a retrospective of his work, three works. They're really great fun. They're a combination of dance and theater. And we're doing a world premiere, A Doll's House, with some Philadelphia actors that's not to be missed. That'll open the festival September 4th.
And Fringe Festival is not just a Philadelphia thing. It dips out into surrounding areas, and you're still doing that this year as well.
There are festival shows in neighborhoods far and wide in this region. It's our goal, our aim, that over time we expand the festival into all these great burgeoning neighborhoods that we have in Philadelphia.
What's the most controversial show this year?
Ooh, well, I would say there's a show, a great show, called The Underground Railroad Game. It's by two Philadelphia artists, Jen Kidwell and Scott Shepard, who represent this great next wave of theater makers in Philly. This is a show about race, and they aimed at making the audience very uncomfortable in this show, and they accomplished it. We love work that breaks down all the taboos about any system, and they are doing that with this show about race. So be prepared to squirm.
I'm collecting audio diaries from the two actors from that performance, and we're going to air those in the coming days so our listeners can get a sense of what the actor goes through in preparation for a big premiere show. This has never been done before.
That's perfect. There's another show that I'll mention in terms of controversy. It's called Still Standing You. And it is about male intimacy. These are two regular guys, regular dudes, but it's about all the weird and myriad of ways men can be intimate together without being sexual at all. It's played many cities all over the world. It's a great, fun show, but probably something you've not seen here before in Philadelphia.
Pick something dancerly for us to check out. You are a dancer. You were a dancer.
I was a dancer, absolutely. We have a couple of great, fantastic works of dance. One is by Lucinda Childs, who is a iconic, legendary American choreographer. This is a work she did with set by Frank Gehry and music by John Adams, two legends in their fields. It's called Available Light. It's a big work, the big, big set, two-leveled stage designed by Frank Gehry. This is a fantastic hour-long piece of dance that's not to be missed if you're a dance fan. The other work is by an artist named David Zambrano, a Venezuelan artist, and it's called Soul Project. Super fun, great soundtrack of soul music with dancers from five different countries, each a solo. They'll do right in the middle of the audience, so the audience sort of sits in and around the show.
You never seem to sweat it, and this is such a huge, huge endeavor, and you're the producing director. What are you most nervous about this year?
Well, we're having some visa issues right now, getting all these many artists here. Every year that we always sweat that one out. Some days we don't know they're coming until maybe 3 or 4 days before, and this year it's really getting close to the wire. I've been doing this for a long time. There's always, for sure, 7 to 20 things that go wrong, but somehow, some way, it just keeps rolling on. And some disasters strike, but you got to roll with the punches. You get up there and say, enjoy the show.